he goes.
Hello and welcome to the Mr. Brown Show once again. This is Mr. Brown.
And this is Mr. Miyagi.
Hello and welcome to the Mr. Brown Show. This is Mr. Brown.
And this is Mr. Miyagi. Hello, everybody.
And this is Ruby Pan. Hello.
Lately, there's been high security at American airports and airlines.
We've been reading about security breaches and so on, like this one interstate flight where a crazy guy tried to open one of the aircraft doors in mid-flight.
Really, yeah?
Yeah, I think he sat down after the stewardess told him, "We're not there yet, sir."
Maybe he was trying to go to the toilet and he opened the wrong door?
Yeah, which brings us to the story we read and found really interesting.
Okay, this pilot of this airliner, with about half an hour before landing, decided to take a toilet break. So he left his cockpit, then he went to the toilet, and when he was done, he found that his cockpit door was locked.
I think maybe next time put the toilet inside the cockpit safer.
To improve security and safety aboard all flights originating from the United States, the FAA has made several recommendations, especially in light of last month's incident involving the pilot who was locked out of his cockpit when he had to go to the men's room. These recommendations, if implemented, will prevent a repeat of the incident and ensure greater safety for crew and passengers alike. The first recommended change to aircraft configurations is the placement of an additional toilet within the aircraft cockpit so that the pilot doesn't have to leave the cockpit to use the toilet.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Lima, can pass me some toilet paper?
Walao, Captain Tan, go and get it yourself lah. I told you not to eat the curry rice with the spicy pickles and cucumber raita already.
I am the captain. You are my co-pilot. Now, go and get me some toilet paper. That's an order.
Make me.
Fine. I will get a stewardess to get it for me. Cabin crew, can one of you get me some toilet paper? I don't know why the cleaners never replace the ones inside the copy one. Wait. Okay? Quick, ah.
I think you pressed the wrong button there.
What you mean?
That was the button to make an announcement.
Oh, shit.
That's right.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is your Captain Tan speaking. We hope you're enjoying our infrared service. We are currently cruising at an altitude 35,000 feet and we'll be making our descent into the Singapore Changi Airport in about 3 hours. Weather in Singapore is cloudy and wet, with a high chance of thundery showers. Ground temperature is a cool 25 degrees Celsius or 72 degrees Fahrenheit. There is a strike wind at about 20 knots. We'll be running our meal service as soon as the fasten seatbelt signs are turned off. And we're pleased to inform you that our master chefs have prepared a sumptuous, a very nice meal for you on this flight. Cabin crew, prepare for meal service. Can you pass me the toilet paper? Huh? No more? Never mind. Pass me the immigration forms. Huh. Lucky we got a US immigration form. Damn long one. Have you ever been a member of a terrorist organization? I show you. No! Thanks. Anyone got joss thing? Quite smelly.
The Mr. Brown Show is a production of MrBrownShow.com Airlines.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I always wonder what would happen if you're a pilot who couldn't speak English properly.
But they don't!
don't. Yeah, then they have this horrible pseudo like.
This is your Captain Rashid speaking, and
the fake
angmo. Fake
angmo. Yum yum yum. 30,000 feet.
Yum 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 yum.
Thank you.